Added, yeah, Eric Bakhtiari.
Is that a guy that released it? He told him,
saying, you know,
stay close by a phone.
No, it wasn't, I wouldn't say it was, there was anything that was said like that. And we knew that, you know, whenever you let somebody go, they're exposed to the rest of the teams in the National Football League. Obviously, we liked Eric a lot when he was here, and effort he gave, and you know what he did in the preseason, and excited to get him back out on the field today.
Coach, after 2 weeks of watching your defense, how much room for improvement do you see there?
Well, this kind of topic's been coming up every single week. You know, we're striving to get better every day, and. It's at multiple things. I mean, they're not going to categorize, you know, the specifics of it. But, you know, I thought everybody defensively played very well last week. I don't think there was one guy that, you know, didn't play well or didn't play good. You know, certainly, you know, we feel around here that you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You never stay the same. So maybe it sounds simple. But maybe so simple that it works. We'll see. I look at all three phases. Yeah, you know, again, and I know we've talked about this before too, but you know, it's not surprising. I mean, you're talking about one of the great athletes in the world, and you know, he's not going to be the normal person coming off of an ACL. He's one of these men who's in the National Football League, and they have superhuman powers of recovery, and you know, tip of the hat to him. And you know how hard he must have worked and trained to get back to the level he's at. But you know, this is a great challenge for our team. And I know a little bit about their other running back too. Yeah. Yeah. Again, two really good backs. You know, great backs, and be a tremendous challenge for us. You know.
So when people bring up the fact that we beat two playoff contending teams in the opening 2 weeks, and then if somebody says a letdown game or a cap game, isn't that kind of an insult or derogatory being thrown out there?
You know how we feel about a few nasty words, you know, we don't take them all that seriously. Kind of come from the sticks and stones school, as you know. But yeah, you can't have it. You can't afford it. You can't have a letdown, a let up. You got to be a team. You know, if you aspire to be a good team in this league, then you got to come back every single week, and prove it again. You're not better than anybody else unless you prove it. And you get that chance once a week. And that's why there's 16 of them. There's 16 sprints. We don't subscribe to the marathon theory. You know, we believe there's 16 sprints. And that's what we're in the process of doing today.
When you guys
preparing for
that. When you were going on that winning streak last season, did you ever sense any let up during that? Going from one game to the next?
Well, you know how I feel about these guys. I've said it many times. You know, they are a joy to coach. You know, because it, you know, that's their mindset. They love to compete and they love to prepare and they believe in working. So, no, I did not sense any let up or let down.
A number of the veterans have said that they've gone through a lot of losing seasons here and they don't ever want to return.
level. I mean, do you sense that as a motivation that they've lost for so long, a lot of these guys, that you know they know the importance of staying mentally sharp?
I believe in that. I believe that that's a real thing, that in football, you know, whenever you lose a game, you know, you want to come back and make sure make darn sure that never happens again. And that's, I believe in that thinking.
Your predecessor is going to be on the other sideline. What did you inherit from Mike Singletary? I mean, did you leave a legacy behind in this team? There's a lot of the same guys that you inherited.
Yeah, I've always, you know, always talked about, you know, it is the players, you know. Never made any secrets about that. Talented guys, competitive guys, confident guys. Like I said before, I mean, I don't block or tackle anybody.
You've got Randy Moss coming back this week for first made his bones and stuff. Does that ever come up in a coach's meeting? Like, you got a guy here, above everything else, he's got even more motivation maybe to play well, that you want to do certain things with him during the game to let him show that. Does that ever come up in the coach's meeting that you got a guy in this situation?
I didn't hear the first part of your question. Because he's going back to Minnesota?
Yeah, and so you've got a guy who's got even more motivation than usual to, you know, show he's still a great player. Does it ever come up in coaches' meetings like, we want to maybe give him like a chance to do that more than normal?
I think it varies from person to person. I mean, you assume that they have more motivation. I believe these guys, the game itself is motivation. At the highest level, and they all have it. So I'm not saying your theory is not correct, but that's not something that we talk about. You asked me if we talk about that. No, we don't.
Jim, longest road trip of the year, 2 weeks. How tough is it to keep the team focused when they're away from their natural surroundings for that second
week? I wouldn't say it was tough. I thought it was a real positive when we went through it last year that you know, we were together. You know, gave us a great chance to be around each other, have meals that, you know, you stayed longer at the meals. You know, got to know each other more, found out a different guy's story that you didn't know, you know, before you had a longer conversation with him than sometimes you did, you know, at the facility. So I didn't feel that was a tough thing. I thought it was a positive thing. Dante Whitner and others, you know, and I talk to all these guys pretty much every day, but yeah, there was multiple guys that you know, because we were there for 6 or 7 days, and you know.
Jim, you talked in the offseason about how Alex has grown physically, and he's gotten to be stronger throughout his career. He's taken, you know, the most sacks in the NFL since last year, 51. Is his, you know, I guess,
what's that again? Can you repeat that statistic?
Oh, sure. He's 51 sacks since last year, which is the most of any other quarterback. I mean, has the fact that his stature, the way he's kind of built himself up, you know, helped him stay on the field and be durable?
He's been very, very tough, very durable quarterback. You know, to play, I always, you know, you really truly respect guys that can play that position or any position 16 16 straight weeks, you know, every single game. I definitely think he has matured physically. You know, he's a full-grown man. Yeah, and done a great job taking care of his body. Now we don't want to see him get hit that much. We really don't.
Is that a concern? I mean, just
keeping
him healthy.
One of many. You know, with a lot of always concerned about protecting your quarterback. And I thought our guys did a good job, real good job in protection. This past week, I thought it was against a very good defensive line of Detroit and front seven, and I think they're doing a terrific job. They also did a terrific job run blocking as well.
Do you see, back to this conversation about how the team has changed under you, and maybe Alex is an example, but how much credit do you give yourself? How much do you see on tape or during games? Do you see yourself in your players? Do you see yourself, your attitude, your spirit in your quarterback?
A small amount. And I think that's the way we all approach it. Everybody doing a little bit that adds up to be a lot.
Because you played for some, Dick, or whatever you want to point to, you played for some pretty strong coaches. I mean, did you feel like your coaches influenced you the way you played, and has that ever carried over the way you deal with your players?
I'm sure that it has. Sometimes I think coaches do that. I could imagine that every coach does that from time to time. You're coaching them on a technique or a fundamental, and you put yourself in that position and then talk to him about that. I think that's probably common with a lot of coaches.